I tell people I think plumbers are the most underpaid people in the trades. They all react that, what are you talking about?
You know what? Before we wrap this up,
yeah,
why don't we go ahead and give away these tickets?
That's some great Diamondback tickets.
Yeah, Tuesday, July 5th, 6:40. First pitch. It's not kickoff. It's first pitch. This is baseball. And we're taking on the San Diego Padres. These are great tickets. These are KTARs right above the dugout, section N, row 12. You can almost feel like you can touch the players. You're right there. Seats 3 and 4 with a parking pass. That makes a huge difference. You get to pull right in, do the sky bridge over the railroad tracks, and you're right in. So if you know...
How are you going to give them away?
What percentage of super cooling are you... If you're super cooling your home, what's the ideal percentage of on-peak usage?
Okay, and you want them to text that in?
To 411-923.
Okay, there you go. The first correct text that we get. What's your target off-peak consumption percentage when you're trying to super cool? Let's get to the phones. We'll take Bill first. Good morning, Bill. Your question real quick, my friend.
Yeah. With the pressure, the connectors that you push on rather than solder, how reliable are those? My project is growing. It went from the faucet outside, went to turn off my main, and the main, just the little rosette thing, spins around. So I've got one of those lever things to replace it, but I haven't been doing it because I don't want to solder.
Okay.
Are those pressure push-on fittings reliable?
Solder. It's becoming a lost art. So what's the name of these connect? Shark bites? Is that what they're called? Shark bites. And they're press-on fittings to replace a soldered joint. What's your feeling on them, Chase Evans of Walker Plumbing?
We use them in a temporary solution. We don't use them as a permanent fix, just because there's pressure factors. There's an O-ring in there that can go out. So we won't install them and leave them in your home as a permanent solution.
How about Chris Stanfield over at Benjamin Franklin?
Pretty much the same thing.
Y'all say.
I would say this though: he is doing it outside and doing it yourself. You know, I wouldn't recommend someone to solder that's never soldered before. And they also need to go on pipe that's really in good shape. Like if the pipe is old or pitted that becomes a major problem. So if your piping's in good shape and you're trying to do that, and from what I hear, it's the main outside. You know, if it does leak, what's the worst going to happen? It's going to flood outside. At least it's not flooding inside. I would recommend that we come out or someone come out and solder that in.
And they're sold as a permanent fitting, right?
Oh, yeah, and we've had Sharkbite come and talk to us and stuff and tell us how great they are. And they are. They're used widely. In fact, whole homes are being put together.
They are.
Yes.
They are. Yeah, it's incredible. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze Alice in here real quick before the end of the hour. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning. The question is, my guest bathroom, the sink, it drains quickly. And I noticed that the bathroom that I use, it doesn't drain as quickly. So I didn't know if it was like my long hair getting caught in there or what can I do to help it.
Okay.
Drain easier.
That not draining sink.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like the long hair, especially if it's the sink that you use. I have to clean out my wife's at least, I don't know, every other month or so. It's pretty simple, a lav sink. There's a pop-up there. Normally, if your plumbing's in good shape, it's just take the nut on the backside of the drain out, and the pop-up will pull out, and then you can clean it all out. It's usually not a very clean job.
It's nasty.
But that would take care of it.
I tell you what, Jennifer tests products all the time, and I cannot remember the name of this product, but it looks like a daisy. It's a little plastic flower with a chain on it that hangs down into the drain of the shower. And I'll bet you, and our daughter, our 18-year-old daughter, has very long hair.
That'd be the drain wig.
The drain wig. Mm-hmm. How many pounds of hair does it catch a month?
Well, I haven't weighed it, and you're supposed to replace them, but I don't like throwing a lot of stuff away, so I just pull it. I'm not real squeamish after 6 children. I just pull the hair off and put it back down in there, but you can. They're cheap. You can just put it back down. I cannot believe how much hair that has captured. I know it has saved me at least one plumber's trip. Sorry, Chris.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Well, I want to express our appreciation for Chase Evans of Walker Plumbing and Chris Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. as you can tell, plumbing is a popular topic. We bring a plumber in studio, and everybody wants to know instantly how you can help us with their particular problem. So, guys, thanks a bunch for coming in on a Saturday. Is this usually your day off, Chase?
This weekend I'm on call, so I'm still taking calls later today.
At Walker Plumbing. Okay, Chris, I think every day's a day off for Chris.
Yeah.
Linda does all the work.
I'm working here today because she told me to.
All right, there you go. Folks, we appreciate y'all joining us here at Rosie on the House. We're here every single Saturday morning. We have been for 28 years, and we're going to be here for another 28 years. And don't get scared, because we're getting ready to sign off. You've always got the website, rosieonthehouse.com, which is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we hope that in the course of the last 4 hours, if you've been entertained, encouraged, or uplifted, you would do all of us a personal favor and find somebody in your life that needs to be educated, uplifted, and entertained, and pay it forward. Y'all have a great week. We're going to have a great week. Be careful. Stay hydrated.
To myself, what a wonderful world.